The war on terrorism is getting some help from commercial airline pilots. NPR's Guy Raz reports that they're taking part in Operation Enduring Freedom as Reserve Air Force pilots at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan.
Meet the men of the 706th Expeditionary Fighter Squadron.
I'm Borg.
Buffalo.
And I'm Evil Spock.
These, of course, are their call names. Military rules in Afghanistan prohibit soldiers from revealing their real names. Now, you might imagine a fellow called Borg or Buffalo or Evil Spock as a rough Rambo-type warrior. Actually, peek into the cockpit next time you fly. One of these guys might be piloting the commuter route from Boston to LaGuardia.
Right now, this is a total reserve operation right here.
Evil Spock, a pencil-thin waif of a man, flies the A-10 Thunderbolt, a sort of airplane gunship. The leader of the 706 squadron, a mild-mannered gentleman known as Good Spock, flies for Southwest when he's not in Afghanistan.
We've got the United pilot on the far right there, an American pilot there, Delta there, UPS there.
FedEx.
That's what I said. Sorry, FedEx.
Sitting next to Good Spock inside the windswept command center is Buffalo, fresh blood who just arrived to Bagram from South Carolina.
You know, flying for United Airlines, my job is to get people around safely and generate revenue. I mean, we're a company. Here, you know, I serve the president and the country, and my job's to kill people and blow up things.
Buffalo, Evil Spock, and the rest of the men in the 706th recently did blow up things. They can't talk about specifics of their mission here, but over the weekend, A-10 jets kept Bagram's runway as busy as Chicago O'Hare. Evil Spock, who flies Boeing 737s for Delta, says the customer back home is important. Here, serving the customer is the difference between life and death.
As a matter of fact, yesterday, we were holding overhead, directly supporting a guy on the ground that we personally know and we've talked to, and he's been here face to face with us. So we do have a customer, and he's very important to us, and that's that troop that's on the ground.
The troops on the ground in question were Australian and British soldiers taking part in Operation Condor launched on Friday. The activity around Squadron 706's campsite never seems to end. Huge earth movers constantly prepare new areas for tents. They also scour the grounds for explosives. Bagram Air Base is littered with thousands of undiscovered mines and unexploded bombs. The flight line at Bagram is, unfortunately, the windiest place on the base.
As you can see, the wind predominantly blows across the base out on the flight line, so when you're on the flight line, you're getting the brunt of all the dust and the dirt and the grit.
Evil Spock says that the average crosswinds at Bagram this time of year average 30 to 35 knots. A normal commercial 737 would have to be diverted in those conditions. But for the A-10 Thunderbolt, it's not a problem, says reservist Redneck. He does maintenance work on the A-10.
This is an aircraft that was designed during the Vietnam era for close air support, to be able to fly low. It has a large gun. It's called a tank killer. So it's basically a Army and Marines golden angel.
The men in the 706th aren't sure how long they'll be here. By law, the airlines back home are required to preserve their jobs. But despite the rough conditions, the dust, the bad coffee, no honey-roasted peanuts, FedEx pilot Borg says he's not counting down the days till he goes home.
There is not a single person in this organization, even though we were activated, that wasn't actively pursuing getting over here. They want to be here. It's not hard to get people to volunteer to be activated.
Guy Raz, NPR News, Bagram Air Base, near Kabul.